This isn't even funny.
We're kidding, bro. We're in jest.
We're just kidding.
We're in jest, dude.
Oh, we're kidding.
Dude, actually, I came across a situation on Reddit that I thought was very interesting. So it was a girl updating people in like the relationship subreddit to something that happened with her boyfriend. They wanted to do threesomes, right? Dig this, dude. This, I still don't know where I stand on this. So this girl, she and her boyfriend talked and like, you know, they want to get into doing threesomes and stuff. So who does she, I'm thinking female, female, male. The first threesome they do, bro, it's male, male, female. With none other than this dude's fucking best dog, who they call Jack, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And the guy was, she was like updating him because like, I think she'd written a thing before because the guy had gotten, her boyfriend had gotten like real insecure because Jack apparently has like a fucking big donger. And is like, she was like, he's just stronger than my boyfriend. He's bigger down there, if you know what I'm saying. And then I enjoyed, like, he's never seen me enjoying sex like that. He was saying,
God. No,
bro, it's mind melting. I'm like reading this, like, this is so fucked up. And she picked his best fucking friend. And she's like, and, you know, I kind of had a crush on him. I used to joke about this. I'm like, you just figured out a way to fuck your boyfriend's best friend with a huge dong.
Yeah.
With him in there.
That's scary.
This guy was fucked up. And then, so they did it again. Eventually, you know, he's like, I don't think he talks to Jack anymore, but they, Jack just wandered off. So then they had one where it was female, female, male. And he said, she was like, well, the girl had like a big bubble butt. I know he likes that. So I kind of know what he's feeling. It's like, no, the fuck you don't, dude. No, you don't. Chicks can't be cuckolded, dude. They don't have that fucking, that part of jealousy to where like, this guy's going to fucking impregnate. You know what I mean? It's like, I think girls can get jealous, but I don't think they can feel the cuckold rage, dude.
I don't know, but I do hate...
They can be insecure.
I really hate when people are like, yeah, I'm like pretty poly. Like, I'm very open sexually. It's like, I bet you're not.
Well, here and here...
I bet when push comes to shove, you get pretty angry.
Well, herein lies the problem, though. Apparently, according to this girl, now it's like a weekly tradition, though. Now they have threesomes. So Jack's got a fucking jackhammer your girl in front of you, but then every week you're having a threesome. But she alternates MMF, FFM every other week.
Yeah, that's a terrible relationship.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's a bad... You're not together. You're just... Now you're a swinger.
Pretty much, yeah, you're right.
You're just like...
But it's like one-on-one thing where it's like... Like this... I mean... And she even said, she was like, yeah, you know, like doing like a male-male female threesome, I enjoyed it, but it really takes a physical toll on me. And I'm reading this as like, I don't even know this girl. And I'm like, kid, fucking God, lady.
Yeah, she's probably a fucking piece of shit.
Jesus, man.
Probably a gross whore. I don't like it.
Dude, I was in my head, I'm like, but you get to have a threesome every other week. That's pretty fucking tight. But like, can you even enjoy a threesome after Jack fucking just absolutely dominated your girlfriend in front of you, dude?
Yeah.
Your best friend fucks your girlfriend better than you can ever imagine and then just stops being your best friend.
Yeah.
And people were like cheering her on. I'm like, dude, this is fucking horrible. Why'd you pick this guy's best friend?
Dude, I don't fuck with those on Reddit. There's like,
I love reading them, dude.
There's like stories on there of like, there's one that's like the feminist one. I think it's, what's it? 2X chromosomes?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what it is to be a female?
I think so, yeah.
One of them's Down syndrome and
one of them's retarded. I don't know.
Extra chromosome. But, it's all like,
that's
females.
What fucking Vin Diesel's XXX is about. Yeah.
He's actually got Down syndrome. Yeah. He's driving cars too fast. Your cars are faster. I live my life 1/4 mile at a time.
Retarded and furious, dude.
But it's chicks like cheering each other on for having abortions.
Yeah.
And it weirds me out. It's like, I do understand the point of like people needing support who go through
that.
Because obviously it's a fucking traumatic experience. Yeah. But then sometimes chicks will get on and be like, no, I didn't give a fuck at all. And I'll be sitting there like, this is.
They probably didn't.
And they're all, because, all right. So if you're getting on Reddit and messaging in a feminist blog, chances are you have the financial means to raise a kid. If you're that much of like a
push came woke, to sh- if push
if
came
woke
to shove
feminist, if you're a woke feminist,
yeah,
you probably came from a pretty privileged life.
You're a phone call away. You're like an uncomfortable phone call away from having like a sick setup for your kid.
You become a woke feminist by going to college.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
you had enough money to go to fucking
at least
Susquehanna University.
You can comfortably say at least 85% of these chicks can fully, yes.
Sure. So these are all just abortions that are like, I wanted to pursue my life and dreams, so I couldn't, Jesus, I had to abort this baby. And they're like, you go, girl, get rid of that fucking baby.
It's ew,
like,
man.
I'm like,
I don't read that. I read relationships.
I'm like, should I be?
You should.
It's like the liberal, the correct progressive thing to be like, yeah, it's your body, girl. If you want to keep being an improv chick, then yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything
terminate to that life.
Ew, dude, I just don't think it's anything to be celebrated. Yeah, I would never be like I think, girls should definitely be able to choose, but it's like, and I, dude, don't be out here bragging about that shit, man. It's fucked up. And I hear that, dude, and I'm like, ew, man. But there are, dude, there's definitely girls way cold enough to be like, yeah, I'd fucking get it out of me. But a lot of them, dude, I think in their darkest hour, dude, they fucking think about that little toddler, dude, and they're just
whoa, slow what? Down, dude. This is...
I'm just saying, when the fucking, you know, when the head hits the pillow, dude,
staring at the
and all the fucking Justins and Jasons are gone, dude, and you're just laying there, and you think about little Xavier, dude. His
party
little,
time's over.
His little tadpole body, dude, you're like...
When UCB... When UCB cuts you, you're like, you're not that funny, and you're laying staring at the ceiling just like, oh, fuck.
You have like an Old Testament biblical family of dead babies hovering about and haunting your fucking room. You're just like, I mean, like, that's a fucking heavy load.
Maybe they do improv with their aborted babies, ghosts, in the middle of the night. They're like, yes, and they're like, why would you kill us? She's like, I'm an airplane. I'm on an airplane. What? What did you say?
I mean, then you just grab a couple cats, dude, and ride off into the sunset. You're just like, yeah, I had a shot at this.
That's pretty sick. Maybe she performs for the aborted fetuses every night. And she's like, any suggestions? And they're like, please stop killing us. And she's like, oh, nope. What was that? Did somebody say, I'm in a grocery store? And they're like, no, please, no more abortions, oh my God, Mom.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. I just remember this. Apparently, at the Women's March in Canada, there was a controversy over pussy hats.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Well, they banned the pussy. There was a rift because the pussy hats, first of all, Shane, not every woman has a pussy. So people fucking spoke out against them. And it's then true. The pussy hats were pink.
Didn't even think about it.
I'm sure you didn't. And the pussy hats were pink, which not all pussies are pink, Shane.
I've seen some purple ones.
Yeah, have you?
You remember there's some purple pussies?
Really? I've never seen some purple pussies. I feel like once you crack them open, dude, they're all fucking...
What?
Pink.
Ew, Matt.
What? How's that gross? That's just so funny to think that within that thing, we're like, we're going for women. They're like, wait, not all women have vaginas. And you know the women with vaginas are like, yes, I do. Shut the fuck up. And they're like, yeah, no, you're right. Okay, yeah, totally. What do you guys want to do? So they have to have like dick hats, I guess, now, and fucking pussy hats. Or like... dicks coming out of pussy hats.
Oh my God, dude, hold on, I gotta find this lady. What's her name? She freaked the fuck out. She just freaked out.
Who? About what?
I forget her name. She's an actress. She used to date Marilyn Manson. Shaved head now. She's like a super fucking liberal feminist. But then during one of her like Q&As, mm-hmm. this trans dude is like, you don't care about trans women. And she was like, yes, I do. Don't fucking step to me, bitch. And he was like, this is the modern AIDS crisis. There's a genocide against trans.
What the
and
fuck?
She was like, fuck you.
Dude.
Shut the fuck up,
can
bitch.
We please pause this and find
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, all yeah.
Right, let's take a break.
Wait till you hear this clip.
And we're back.
We're back, dude. It was, her name's Rose McGowan.
Yep.
Forgot that.
Yeah, she definitely busts her head.
And this is her... at a Barnes & Noble book signing, and a trans person. Also, what's funny, you'll notice in this, you can hear the trans woman's like voice.
Yeah.
They somehow that's there. You know how gay guys obviously have that lisp?
Yeah.
That they like develop?
Uh-huh. That is a mystery, dude.
Trans people have this weird like, you are not talking to me that way.
Like, they talk like Victorian aristocrats.
They really do. Remember that video?
What?
Where the guy was... He was like tearing up a Trump sign, and these guys, it was a trans guy,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, oh, big man. And he was like, I am not a man. Fuck you. It's just so fucking funny, dude. Anyway, so here's Rose McGowan. This is 3 minutes, so fast forward if you're a bitch, but this is really great to listen to. A trans lady just freaks out and starts yelling at her, and she's a mental patient, Rose yeah. McGowan.
Yeah.
Her response is fucking like, fuck you, bitch.
Dude, she's a kick-ass fucking woman, dude.
But there's also a funny part in this. You can start here. The crowd starts to, they're like, we're so grateful for you, Rose. Like, she gets gassed up off the crowd and then comes at him even harder.
Of course, because they're all celebrity worshippers, yeah. dude.
Once the crowd starts cheering for her, she's like, I am fucking brave, motherfucker.
It's just, oh, my right, God. Right.
So here it is. I have been followed home.
I love how you play that again. She's like, sounds like fucking girl Trump. She's like, so have I.
Oh, I know. She girl Trumps so him. She's like, shut up. Sit up. Get him out of here. She girl Trumps him.
So have I.
I have been followed home.
I get raped more than you.
We go to domestic violence more often. A trans woman was killed here a few blocks. I have been followed home.
So have I. We're the same. My point was we are the same. There's an entire show called ID Channel, a network dedicated 24 hours a day to women getting abused, murdered, sexualized, violated. And
pause that. ID Network is there's viewed by women.
Network.
Is it network? It's all. Dedicated. It's viewed by women, dude. Primarily women watch those murder mysteries and shit.
You and me too, sister.
We're the same. So have I.
So have I.
I love how the trans lady sounds like she's about to, like, a chorus is about to break out behind her and be like, we've been raped.
How dare you.
Sounds like a musical.
Well, I think also a lot of the trans issues when it comes to, like, they get beat up at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually in urban environments.
You can blame it on black guys. People. You can blame it on black guys. Go ahead.
I think it's fine. Fuck you. You will not hold me down. No.
All right. So we're the same. My point was we are the same. There's an entire show called ID Channel, a network dedicated 24 hours a day to women getting abused, murdered, sexualized, and violated. And you are too, sister.
And trans it's women the same. Violence, and you do nothing for them. Trans women are in men's prisons. And what have you done for them?
And what have
what
you done
for women?
Lots of things.
I've done lots of things. Lots of things. You don't know my life. Don't sit down. Sit down. Enough.
Don't
get.
Sis,
do
bitch.
Not put your label on me. I don't come from your planet. Leave me alone.
Ooh.
I do not subscribe to your rules. I do not subscribe to your language. You do not put labels on me or anybody.
Whoa.
Step the fuck back. What I do is for the fucking world, and you should be fucking grateful. So shut the fuck up. Get off my back. What have you done? Because I know what I've done. God damn it.
Is this a play?
No.
We love you, Rose.
I'm not worried. I'm fucking mad at the lies. I'm mad at the stereotypes. I'm mad that you put shit on me because I have a fucking vagina and I'm white or I'm black or I'm yellow or I'm purple.
Time out. You're not black, Rose. You're white, Rose.
God damn. It's not.
Women do know. That's why they kept quiet for so long because it takes so much fucking energy.
Trans women are women. What I've tried and been trying to say is that it's actually identical. The stats are not that dissimilar. You break it down, it is a much fucking smaller population. There's not a network, however, devoted to your fucking death.
Whoa.
There's not advertisers advertising tampons as a camera goes lovingly up a girl's body as she's being fucking raped and strangled. Piss off.
Piss off.
And until you can collect that fucking check, back up.
Whoa, that's a kick-ass woman, dude.
Wow.
Slamming that fucking trans.
And I'm obviously fucking brave. God.
Ugh. Holy shit, dude.
It is a white genocide.
It is a genocide of AIDS. Then it's like
Rose McGowan, dude.
No one's saying stop that.
Oh my god, dude. How crazy is that video? Mind of McKeever Seavey. McKeever Sea. Send me that, dude.
Dude, that is so funny. We didn't talk about that, did we? About the fucking, we didn't get into detail about the Walsh Bros.
The Walsh
dude.
Bros. So
you should have fucking told them how brave you were, dude.
My name is Rose McGowan, and I am fucking brave.
Dude,
they are women in men's prisons, and what have you done for them?
It's like, dude,
why are you talking like that?
What is Rose McGowan? I love how she's like. She's like, what have you done for women? I've done lots for women. Well, I've done lots for trans. No, you haven't. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you guys doing? Don't you dare. I love how she
Don't
goes.
Don't you dare.
She goes back
me.
To like almost alt-right type shit of like being like, I'm sick of hearing this white. And she's like, black. And it's
Yeah. She did say it. She's like, because I have a vagina and I'm white. And or I'm black, or I'm yellow. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're definitely not black or yellow, bro. You're
what
white.
Fucking tampon commercial is showing a girl get raped? That's a fucking. Dude, who came up with that? Mad Men? What the fuck is this? What are they talking about?
Dude,
show a broad get raped. Sell them some tampons.
That makes like, no what? Fucking sense. I think she was saying that they're. Yeah, I mean, she was saying they got raped, but it's like they're sexualizing women in tampon commercials. It's like tampon commercials are for fucking women, dude. And guys aren't watching them. Like,
I watch
oh,
them.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, I love them.
They're gross, dude.
No, they're fucking disgusting.
It's like nasty.
They like pour blue shit onto a diaper. Like, gross.
They put like motor oil on a fucking cotton ball, and you're like, ew.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Dude, when I was a kid, I always thought that was people peeing their pants.
Oh, for tampons?
I thought women peed their pants.
I don't even remember when the fuck I found out about that. I feel like I took that one in stride. Someone explained that to me, and I was just like, gross. Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta blow my nose. Ahead, explain the Walsh Bros.
Oh, so fucking. It was wildly successful, dude.
Yeah,
everyone loved it.
Just me and Matt making a wildly successful comedy short, sketch.
Little sketcher.
Little sketch for the peeps.
Little juicer,
just
dude.
More content.
Yeah, exactly.
Just some juicers for the people, dude.
Just some chaw.
Just a little bit of chaw, dude. Come on, dude. Give me some chaw. All right. Hold on, I'll tell that real quick. So during the Super Bowl, after the game, I went up to our hotel room, which was on like the 12th floor. It was nice. It was overlooking Broad Street. It was fucking sick. The fireworks were going off like right at my window.
Dude.
I just sat up there by myself.
I don't think
dark.
You – people don't understand. Like they were literally blowing up. I was
yeah.
outside watching this. We were just two ships passing in the night.
We were.
And they were blowing up like at his window dangerously. Yeah.
In,
just
in
to paint the
window.
Just that extra stroke.
It was
stroke.
Fucking sick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the whole thing was packed with people and I was
– You were like Caesar Augustus, dude.
Finished a case of natural light. It was crazy. But – We were there with a bunch of people. They were all down the street. I was up in the room in the dark with a chair, just sitting in the window. It was fucking sick. And then this one kid that we came with, this Canadian dude, came up and sat next to me. And then his father-in-law sat on my left side of this chair, and his wife was like standing behind me. Like they literally,
you guys
were
like the fucking
room.
Holy Trinity, dude.
It was sick, dude. Clearly the Canadian came up to the room to get chewing tobacco from me.
Oh my god!
And the other two like followed him up to try to talk him out of it. And they were all hammered, so it's so funny. And he was like, "Dude, let me get a chawber, dude." He's like, "Let me get some juicers. Let me get a chaw, dude." And then his father-in-law was like, only talking to me. He was like, "Don't do it. Don't give it to him.
Don't give my Canadian son-in-law a juicer.
Don't give it to him." And he was like, "Come on, bro. Give me a juicer, dude." And I gave him one. Like, while I started to hand it to him, his wife and father-in-law were like, "No." Gave it to him. And he, like, packed it all shitty and, like, threw it in his mouth all shitty.
And he's like, oh, cool, thanks, bro. And they left. I was like, what the fuck was that?
It was probably an alcohol hallucination. It was
crazy, dude. Yeah, maybe.
Probably pink elephants, dude.
I might have freaked out. But anyway.
Oh, it's so.
So then, let me get a juice right there. Let me get a chaw. He was a little guy, too.
Did he tell you any sad stories while he was drunk?
I don't know. I don't think. Are you saying that's a Canadian trait?
It is, dude. It came.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
It happened to me again this weekend.
You got hit with the Canadian.
I had a Canadian heckler. So I was sitting there. I didn't mean to cut off your story, but it literally just reminded me to where I was sitting there and I was talking about how I'm afraid of young white women. I'm like, you guys are the scariest fucking people to me right now. Like, I don't even want to look at you guys.
Fucking Rose McGowan, dude.
Exactly. I was like, every time I interact with a young white chick, I walk away feeling like I did something wrong. Like, I'll say hi.
I got a great one for
you. Dude, yeah.
I got a great one for you.
I'm explaining this. I was in a bakery and I ordered a bunch of cupcakes for my mom. And it was a stupid little thing where it was $30 and I gave the lady 40. And then try to do that thing where you give them a quarter and you're like, here, give me extra. It makes the change easier, but sure. I fucked up the math. So she just looked at me and I was like, oh, my bad. I'm slow today. And this lady's like, actually, we were really busy today. And I was like, no, I wasn't doubting the tenacity of your guys' enterprise here. I was just kind of, I'm slow. And she was like, okay. So then, I walked out of there. I felt like I'd come in, grabbed her tits and were like, cupcakes. Yeah.
Dude, I got one.
So so this lady, so this fucking, this Canadian lady, I'm talking about how I just don't interacting with young white chicks. And this lady, of course, starts fighting me. So I'm like, you're just proving my point about how fucking brutal and annoying you guys are. And not everything, we're fucking around and stuff. But we ended up going out to dinner afterwards and she came. And this lady gets all drunk, Canadian. I'm 5 for 5 now, and Canadian's getting drunk. And she was just talking about how she went to Yale. And I was like, she's like, yeah, well, my boyfriend was going to come and, he didn't think he had it in him to get in there. And he never made it. And I made it and we broke up. And it's just the saddest thing in the world. And I'm sitting there just like, dude, is she talking about having abortions and shit? She's like, I made a list about pros and cons. Turns out if I had a baby, I couldn't work and afford diapers, so I had to abort it. And I'm like, I'm sitting there drinking my club soda, lady, shut the fuck up. And her friend was looking at her like, enough of that, man.
Classic
drunk Canadian sob story, dude.
That's funny.
Broke up with the love of her life and then had an abortion. It was just good God,
bloody
lady.
Miserable.
It's miserable.
She's had an abortion.
It's not obvious.
It's tough to defend the wall.
It's tough.
Whatever. I mean, anything that bothers liberals is kind of funny.
That is funny. That is the funny part.
So every once in a while, I'll be like, yeah, fucking build it, dude. Get the wall. I can't believe you didn't say that.
It sucks for people who are that dumb who can't, latch onto the irony of that.
You know what's interesting?
Or be like, yeah, dude, build a wall.
Because that march I was talking about, I always talk about the main board, and we need to push Reddit more.
Yeah.
But because we only have, not enough of you are on the Reddit. Get on the Reddit.
It's growing.
But on the main board, there's this thread about the march, March for Life, and everybody's now very anti-Second Amendment and very, very liberal. Everybody on the main board's ultra-liberal.
Dude, you know why, though?
Which is weird, because I posted in it. I started fucking arguing with people.
Did you really?
Well, because there's one guy that's Republican.
Yeah.
He's there's one pro-Trump guy, and he takes on an army of liberals every fucking day in there. Damn. It's so funny because he comes off as kind of a fucking idiot a lot of times. Obviously, he's pro-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually pro-Trump.
Yeah.
But all these liberals. And then, I've been on this website since, 2009. So it's I've seen what these exact same guys were posting.
Ah, so it's you still have the screen grabs.
No, I don't screen grab it, but I'm like, dude, remember when you guys all used to say the N-word all the time?
What'd they say?
No one responded to that. But then somebody said something. I was like, yeah, Dairy Queen said the N-word last week. Typed out N-I-G-G-E-R.
Oh, you were telling me that. I was
these people are fucking, it's crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's if you go on online dates now.
That's right, Dairy Queen, you cocksucker.
Most people go on online dates who are single. And if you go on these online dates, if you go on Tinder and all that shit, it's just girls being like, I'm a feminist. I don't support this. They all get it's just liberal women espousing liberal shit, 80% of it.
Find me a good Republican woman.
When you go on dates, dude, you have to sit. Spud's dealing with it right now. He goes on dates and he just it's just them
Spud man.
But this is so fucked up. And I can just be like, yeah, whatever, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Spud, he can't bite his tongue. So he's out here battling fucking fem Nazis on Spud days. Dude.
This guy's name is so funny. This guy's name is FSU Dan.
Is it really?
Yeah, FSU Dan, and because he's a Florida State fan. Uh-huh. But now everybody made fun of him because it sounded like Fuck Sudan. So now his name's Fuck Sudan, dude.
Well, it's funny to think of it. Like,
that Spud out there
battling. Being out on a date and be like, well, actually, you know, the glass ceiling, like, fuck you, man.
Imagine being on a date. They
hold all the power because you want some pussy, and you're just like, yeah, fine, whatever.
You got to plunge out.
So next thing you know, you're on the main board, like, he's thinking of me. It's all, dude, this has definitely been said before by someone, but it's like the idea of, like, we need girls to run the, you know, like, run everything. And it's like, so you're talking, like, okay, even an all-girl NATO, it's like, that's, what, 50 girls trying to be friends? Yeah, dude. Let me know how that works.
Yeah, we need all girls to run it if it's a fucking bake sale. Sure. Let the bitches fucking handle it. But we need men.
I don't understand why they think that girls going to run everything. And it's just like, if girls ran stuff, we wouldn't be wars. It's like.
Well, that's the dumbest shit ever.
Yes, there'd be more. Yeah. And they'd be horrendous.
Yeah, there'd be wars out of nowhere with allies. You'd be talking, and you'd be like, what did I do wrong? Yeah. Like, fuck you, dude. You know what you did.
There'd just be like wars for like 3 days.
Last week you talked to France.
Yeah, just because.
I saw you like France's Instagram. That's why I nuked London.
Yeah. It'd be crazy, dude.
Yeah, women are stupid fucking bags of tits, dude.
Oh, man.
Fuck them.
Oh, female. Has there been female dictatorships? I guess not, because it would take like one rock to the head, and they'd be like, okay, hold on, sorry. I mean, there was like Cleopatra, I think, maybe. I don't know.
She was a strong white woman.
She was fucking...
She was very white.
Was she? Cleopatra's white?
Yeah. Whiter than she was black. She was white. No, she was Arab, but...
But yeah, it cracks me up. It's like,
and I know that for a fact.
Put fucking 30 chicks in a room for 6 months. It's like... You're not going to see peace and harmony, dude.
How dare you?
You're just not.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just saying. I read this shit all the time. Like, it's time for women to be in charge. And it's like, you guys probably were at some point, dude. Yeah, probably not. Actually.
Not really.
Yeah, definitely.
Not really.
I don't know. I hope.
Queens and shit. Yeah. But.
True. There's probably some strong stable boy giving him a fucking.
Good piping, good dude. Goofta, dude. Good plunging. Just a classic plunge.
But yeah, that does crack me up. It's like, I just don't see women interacting that friendly with each other.
Well, here's the weird thing. A lot of these liberals are like edgy liberals.
Oh, yeah.
That are like...
I love liberal edge, dude. I love liberal edge.
And it's weird, too, because they all... And just like Facebook, it's like they post dumb shit Republicans are saying all day.
Well, hit me with an example of like a good liberal edge post.
Calling somebody like a Trump retard.
Okay.
Like a herder. Oh, yeah. I like Trump. I'm a fucking retard.
That's liberal edge.
It's like,
that's
dude, don't dude. Say retard.
Yeah, exactly. That's the funniest part.
I thought you were a lib, dude. Don't be doing that. But they all post like dumb shit Republicans are saying.
Yeah.
Which is bountiful. There's a million dumb fucking things Republicans are saying because Republicans are pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah. Like death penalty to fucking people who sell opiates.
Yeah. That's fucking insane. Build a wall. All that shit. But it's just so fucking hypocritical on both sides constantly. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you could go find a Republican website where they do the same with the left.
Yeah. Because
the left is doing and saying dumb shit all day also.
Even if they're not, the Obama memes are so funny.
Obama memes are like, the shit.
Obama and our healthcare? Dude, it's the funniest fucking thing. Thinking about the dude crafting that meme makes me laugh so fucking hard. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're fucked up, dude. We don't have a...
To pick a side that hard makes you a fucking idiot, in my opinion.
Dude, I mean, I know you don't like evolutionary science, but, like, we're evolved to be in, like...
I just don't like people that picked up evolutionary science this year.
We're evolved... Dude, I've been into this. We're evolved to be in a tight-knit little, like, tribal communities, and it's, like, we're totally fucked and fragmented. And all of our happiness comes from consumption, so it's, like, of course, we're on CNN fucking yelling at each other. We have nothing.
You sound like Sebastian Younger. Little tribe.
I bailed on his book.
Really?
That was kind of boring, yeah. He was just a super rich dude who was like, my life was hard.
Yeah.
But we're fucked. Like, we're totally fucked up.
No, we're not.
Steven, you're like,
things
like,
are going great.
I mean, they kind of, maybe. I don't know.
Imagine living back in the day when you had to plunge cum out of people.
True.
Things are good right
That's
now.
That's tough, but I think we hit like a nice happy medium and then kind of just like started getting fucked up.
Was your
up.
Appendix used to eat pussy? What was that for?
My appendix. Yeah. Oh, the thing that like is in my body?
That was for pussy.
Process raw meat, bro.
Now we don't need it.
Yeah, because we don't eat raw meat anymore.
That's what it's for?
Theory, some people say.
That's a good theory.
Pretty tight.
I heard it was to process grass.
Really?
Eat grass.
I tried to eat grass once.
Nice.
When I was a young boy, I used
to eat grass when I was a little kid.
It's disgusting, dude. Yeah. It tastes like shit. I remember being like, dude, if I can just start eating grass, I can just eat wherever I'm at. And I ate like a 2 blades and I was like, nope, fuck this. I'm eating Pop-Tarts, dude.